Since 1961, Quartz Plumbing has offered friendly, reliable service to residences all over Bergen County, New Jersey. We are a fourth-generation family-owned business, unmatched in customer satisfaction and professionalism while working in your home. We are the Hydronic Heating and Water Filtration Specialists, with a workmanship guarantee to put you at ease so you can rest comfortably. We offer financing for those big projects that catch you off guard, and we have a network of excellent contractors in all fields for any project you wish to tackle. Call our responsive office team, and we'll dispatch a handsome and educated technician to lay the smack down on all your plumbing issues. You can also find us at quartzplumbing.com, search us on Google, or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube.
Like, subscribe, and share, please.
Gentlemen, welcome to Plum Bums Podcast, the blue collar tradesman show where we talk about small business and entrepreneurship, the everyman's podcast. We're wearing shades today. Why, Max? Why are we wearing shades?
Because I'm drinking.
No. Because it's springtime, bro.
Oh.
Beautiful weather. It's finally here.
I feel like a D-bag.
You look like a D-bag.
I feel like a D-bag, and I also feel like I'm in that, you know, remember Warriors? Movie Warriors?
No.
No? Warriors. Come on, the gangs of New York. The gangs in New York in the 80s.
No.
Okay, aren't you like an 80s buff?
Okay, well, I was like 8.
Whatever.
I wasn't watching Gangs in New York. You think my parents rented that from
Blockbuster? Not Gangs in New York, it's Warriors. It's all like right. All the gangs from all the different boroughs.
Okay, wait, what's the point?
Well, there's a scene in it where like they put a hit out on the radio, and the lady who puts the hit is like in all dark sunglasses and everything, like in like a dark room, yeah.
Folks, the weather is beautiful. 66 degrees today, sunny. I can't wait to get the motorcycle out.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking forward to. I can hear them riding around. I can hear the motorcycles riding around.
It was a couple weeks now.
I haven't fired mine up yet. Have
I
you?
Did. I
you did.
Did? 2 weeks ago, 2 weekends ago, I took it out.
I'm kind of worried because on cold days, it's hard to fire up like it. And the battery will go dead if I try too hard and I have to jump it. And it's the first winter I've had it. I'm worried.
About what? A battery?
No. Yes. All right. Fair enough. Springtime. Springtime renos, baby. Springtime renos.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to those.
Max loves renos. And we hired a little crew, actually, and a crew is going to start with us, so we're going to be able to get Max in there to run reno jobs because he loves them so much.
I'll run them. I don't think he understands.
You'll run that from them.
Yeah, I don't think he understands that he's doing everything on it.
Who's he?
Vinny.
Oh,
Vinny Gabba, Furio. I'm going to call him Furio.
We got two new guys starting tomorrow.
Is the other one a guinea?
He looks like it. He looks like it. What, guinea's not good?
I don't think so.
Whatever. Who's going to get offended at that?
I don't know.
A guinea?
The Italian community?
Some ginzo? What else we got? What else have we been working on? That's it. Spring cleanup?
Slowing down?
I wouldn't say it's slowing down. The industry's making a shift.
The industry is booming.
It's making a shift. Actually, it's not. You know, the stock market is insanely down right now for the past week. Bitcoin, stock market, everything.
Not my concern.
I thought you were in a little side investor.
I had at one point, but...
But it went down?
No, I took it. Well, it did, so I took all my money.
Okay. Well, that would have concerned you then.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't concern me anymore. I don't want anything to do with it. I don't care if anybody makes money or loses money in the stock market. It's over for me.
As long as you make money.
Yeah.
What is that? I saw this bumper sticker. No, it was a meme during COVID. It was so funny. I was driving behind somebody, and you know, everyone was like, you got to wear a mask. You got to worry. You got to be concerned about people's health and stuff. And it was a meme. And someone goes, I care more about my lunch than your health. I care more about my paycheck than the stock market.
Yeah.
Well, here's what I don't understand the stock market. Let's put it that way.
Nobody does.
I don't understand it.
It's a fugazi.
But
this is
going to
be a very Italian
down,
episode because of this beer.
What was
it's
that?
A fugazi, a woozy, a wazi.
Still going. What I understand is if the stock market goes down, so do we, because...
Yes, that's...
So we don't want that.
We don't want it, I know.
Bro, you're the worst cheerleader to have in the passenger seat.
Why?
Well, I hope it all burns down while we're going to a job to try to make money.
Really? Really? Me?
All right. Really?
I'm gonna put you? I'm gonna put a phone in the truck next time with us, and it's from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. doom and gloom with you.
I'm pretty chipper in the morning. I have right around 11:30, right before lunch, when I start to get frustrated and doom and gloom.
Yeah.
Meh. All right, sunglasses are coming off. Happy spring, folks. Happy beautiful weather.
Keeping mine on.
So we want to remind you guys that Plum Bums is now sponsored by New Jersey State League of Master Plumbers. We want to give them a shout out. We really appreciate you guys sponsoring us. It's awesome. Great organization that every plumber should be a part of. Join your local association. They advocate for you. They raise money for you. They raise scholarships for you. They lobby the local government for you. They give you a voice when you don't have one. So join your local association. Our association is Pascack Valley in North Jersey. I suggest every single plumber get on board with your local association. It's a great organization to be in.
Can you see my eyes? Can you tell if I'm looking at you or not?
No.
Nice.
You're one of those? Every time you put on sunglasses, can you see my eyes?
Oh, I want to take a nap. And I just want to make sure that you can't see me taking a nap.
Okay, I'll be hear you taking a nap, because even though you don't think you snore, you do.
I don't think so.
Especially with, I won't say it. I'm not gonna dig too deep this early in. All right, let's continue with our sponsors. Way to break up the sponsor, bro. Also, Plum Bums is sponsored by Jigsaw, Jigsaw PMR, JigsawPMR.com, your solution to property maintenance restoration. They deal with fire, mold, water damage, sewer damage. Jigsaw is one of our most responsive contractors. We've been working with him for a long time. And let's tell the story of how we met, Otto. We're outside cleaning the trucks right on our shop lawn.
Oh, yeah.
And we're just hanging there one Monday afternoon. He pulls up with a bunch of business cards, starts talking to us, and we've used him ever since.
Such an immigrant thing to do.
Out of nowhere, we still use the guy. I wonder
you
how many other.
Need a hand?
That's pretty much exactly what he did. He rolled up with his little polo and his logo on his shirt. So JigsawPMR.com. Give them a call. You can also follow their cleanup journey on Instagram and Facebook. And if you guys are interested in being on the show, we're always looking for small business owners, entrepreneurs. If you're in a cool industry, we'd love to have you on. Come talk about your small business. Come talk about your industry. It's a lot of fun. We have a couple drinks. We loosen up. Sometimes we order pizza if I'm feeling up for it. But it's a lot of fun to come on and talk about your business. It's basically one long commercial. So you're going to go to quartzplumbing.com. You're going to click the podcast link in the upper right corner. Scroll down to the Be a Guest application and fill that whole application out, and we'll get you on. That being said, who do we have today? We got some plumber buddies on today. Folks, this is going to be a fun show, and I'll tell you why. Because all four of us have been in school together. We got Rob and Jay. All four of us went to Passaic for our plumbing school. All four of us, well, you have a couple more classes, Rob.
Just a few.
Just
yes.
A few.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
You're right on the cusp. But you guys, we all sat in the same class for 3 hours, twice a week, with Ronnie Barbarullo, good old Ronnie Barbarullo. For years and years and years, and it's finally over. I thought it would never end.
Yeah, very true.
I still wake up and I have dreams that I'm sitting in that
I feel
class.
Like I'm supposed to be there at least once a week.
Yeah.
You guys know each other because you work for the same company.
Yes, we do.
All right. We don't have to throw the company on blast. We're not trying to do that, whatever. But really what I invited these guys on, because I just kind of want to shoot the shit about fellow blue collar workers breaking into the industry.
Hell yeah.
Because that's what the show's about. Kids, we generally gear this show towards kids coming out of high school and try to get them away from college, because college is trash.
Agreed.
Unless you're going to be a doctor or an engineer where you need it. You guys might want to pull those a little bit closer. But we want to basically show the world how cool young up and coming plumbers are. So take it away, guys.
I don't know about all that.
Do a little dance. Dance monkey.
Well, I mean, I've been doing this for 10 years and I'm almost done with school. I started kind of late in the schooling, but, you know, I couldn't be happier with where I'm at right now. And I think I'm right at the cusp too. At around 10 years, you start to really know what you're doing.
Yeah.
And you start to yearn to make the money you see that you are making your boss. So, you know, you got to go to school for it, but just start.
You got to put in your time. Everyone's got to put in their time.
Everybody.
You know, yeah.
I wish I put my time in a long time ago.
Me too, dude. I'm 3 years older than you, and I say the same thing.
Well, yeah.
I wish I was his age.
What did you do? Because you said you've only been doing this for 5 years, right?
So out of high school, I wanted to be a plumber or an electrician. And mom had another idea for me. Mm-hmm. She said, you're going to college.
Yeah.
So I went for my associate's degree in automotive technology.
Okay.
I was in the automotive field for about 12 years.
You're a mechanic?
I was a mechanic. And then...
Where did you go to
Middlesex County College.
Didn't go to UTI or anything like that?
No.
I thought it was UTI.
She wanted at least an associate's degree from me.
That's fair.
Plumbing was always in the back of my brain. When I was in and out of jobs throughout my career,
It's crazy you say that.
I kept dipping into it, calling people, seeing what it's like, seeing if I can get in. No one was really wanted to hire someone for a full week's pay. They wanted you here for 2 days or maybe 3 days a week for what a few year are hours. We talking? This is 2000. I dove back in at 2011, 12, trying to get back into it. And like, see if I can do it,
dude. The crash was still pretty crappy back then.
So a lot of people just weren't looking for people at that point.
That's fair.
And then the pandemic happened.
Yeah,
and
that whole thing.
And the craziest thing happened.
My whole mindset. My whole mindset was changing as it was, but the pandemic, when I was off for 2 months, really drove me to do it.
You were working during the pandemic, right?
Yeah, man. I worked for a guy out of Montclair, and it was just he and I were the only two employees. And when it first happened, when everybody got sent home, there was a week of uncertainty. And then I always say the same thing. After that, it was all the sewer lines were clogged. So we went out and cleared the sewer lines. Then everybody's kids came home from college, so their water heaters went.
Yep.
And then the winter came, and everyone was still living in the house, and they wanted it nice and warm. So all their boilers went, and we just had a year of, you know, doing all the same thing we've been doing with masks on and dirty masks.
Endless work, dude.
We were so busy.
Us, we were so busy.
Favorite part was wearing a mask while trying to do boilers.
Well, listen, once I got into the basement, the mask came off. Sorry, folks. But you try huffing about that. What's the story?
I was doing a boiler service at this lady's house. There was no one to be found in the basement. I was just down there sitting on a bucket, draining the boiler, doing the service. Make me mad. And all of a sudden, out of the corner of my eye, I saw someone just staring at me. And I look over and I pull my mask back over it because it was sitting like right over my mouth. I pulled it back over my nose and the lady went off on me, screaming about how she has children and I'm going to kill them. And she wanted me out of the house immediately. And that was the first time I ever got kicked out of someone's house.
Lucky you.
For over a mask.
By the way, lucky you.
Over a mask.
Lucky you don't want to work for somebody like that.
Yeah. My boss ended up actually really taking my side and he canceled them as a customer.
Good.
Blacklisted them.
Let's give some insider information. I did it on the last episode, but dude, Murphy kept the mask mandate for a long time.
Let's give some insider information. It was a scamdemic.
We all know it was a scamdemic. I'm wondering if that customer knows that she was a moron.
No, or you know why? Still... Because they're morons. Morons don't know they're morons.
I think I was a moron for taking two shots. You know?
Oh, you got, I did got you?
Two, I got two shots.
Well, so you're basically shedding protein right now while you're just down here with us.
You know, I might be dead next year. I don't know. Who knows what there was in that thing? But my wife's a nurse, so.
Did you get your chops busted at all in the field?
Oh, yeah, all the time. But we worked mostly in Montclair. In New Jersey town. And it's, a lot of
yogurts.
Yes. A lot of Pilates.
Yeah.
Bottled water.
What is that? The What's that stupid bike that everyone rides? The Peloton?
Peloton bikes. They probably bikes every, that you got around there.
Every house has to.
And also, I mean, I don't know if you guys experienced this, but when, like, after COVID kind of set in and people were set in the idea that New York was, you know, the offices were shutting down and everything, people migrated out. So Montclair was a big hub for a lot of people who moved from Brooklyn and you know, the Bronx and
around
Queens
here too.
And wherever. I would imagine, especially because there were so many people in Montclair who had these lovely houses.
I love Montclair. Yeah, yeah.
They're awesome, dude. It's
Montclair's beautiful.
Montclair is gorgeous,
and it's got some of the wildest. Like, you know, like a mansion, but it's a steam heated mansion because it was built 100 years ago. It's wild.
Some of the best.
Nobody does steam anymore
over there.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, learn steam. If you're going to become a plumber, learn steam. Nobody does. I get calls from, so I have a bunch of steam how-to videos on YouTube.
Yeah.
I still, till this day, I get calls from all over the country wondering if we'll go out and do their steam systems.
Yeah,
Chicago, New Hampshire, Boston, Utah.
Well, there's West Virginia.
Some lady had all apartments she was rehabbing. She wanted the steam system redone out in Chicago. I'm like, I'm sorry.
Chicago's a good spot for that.
Old cities, I guess. Ooh, I had a question. So a lot of videos from YouTube or whatever, but just on steam. What do you think of flushing the boiler?
Oh, once a year.
Once a year, what do you do? Flush it clear?
I don't know, Max. What do you do when I put you on those jobs? flush it pretty clear.
You flush it clear and you put steam clean in.
I don't
do
anything anymore.
And then you tell the customer, when you put the steam clean in, you tell the customer, don't flush it. Don't drain a little bit of water out. Don't add a little bit of water. I hate VXTs. He loves them. I hate the autofills.
I like them too. They seem better than the...
I'm a big VXT fan.
What's the other one?
I don't ever use the other one, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, where it's just a light. It doesn't have the digital display.
The McDonald Miller one? Yeah.
McDonald Miller.
I'm going to take that back, actually. You know the low water cutoff that you have to pull the hand? It looks like a big triangle, and you pull the yellow handle?
Yeah, yeah.
Those you do have to drain, because the ball gets stuck.
Yes.
But if you don't have that,
dirt pocket,
if you don't have that, don't flush it. Just leave it.
Yeah.
Because you want the same water in there as much as possible.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And then when you guys add the steam clean, you use the powder.
Yellow,
the
green powder, stuff. Yeah.
What do? Do you read the label? Do you add the whole thing each time?
I have to edit this out. I put half.
Half of
because it only it doesn't recommend the full bottle. They don't recommend the full bottle on the bottle. You should put half in.
So is I that put what is 2 years in my second and my third year. I worked for a almost boiler only steam.
Yeah,
was there?
I would love that job.
It was a lot of learning. I learned a lot about heating in general, and it's definitely helped me in my career.
That makes you invaluable.
It does. It absolutely does.
You know how many...
But you know what their belief was? So the guy that I worked for works at the Boiler Institute in New York with...
Is there one of those? I didn't know there was even one of those. Wow.
Yeah. Dan
Holleran.
Yeah.
Holleran.
He's the president of that school.
Who's Dan Holleran?
He's the one that made the steam book.
Yep.
There's two really great.
Yeah, I have them up right up there.
Pumping Away.
Pumping Away
by Dan Holleran.
Which is for hot water systems. And then the steam. He has a steam book. He has a lot of books.
Dude, that guy's like the Robert Goddard of steam steam systems.
His theories on it are very, very on
par. That book has bailed me out.
Yes.
Plenty of times.
Yes.
We've come to the rescue on the plumbers that go in and they can't figure it out. And we go in there on just something I randomly read in that book. And they think we're like,
The Art of Steam Heating.
The Art of Steam Heating. Yeah, I have it up there, bro. It's the best steam book. Any plumber will tell you if they're worth their weight in gold.
So
can I steal one of those?
Absolutely.
My old boss.
Studio or
doesn't believe in flushing a boiler.
Period.
You can drain it to clean the sight glass and stuff like that, but from all the manufacturers he's worked for, they don't recommend changing that water out too much. They want you to leave what's in there because of oxidation.
If you don't do that, you pull all the oils, and in 2-3 years the whole system starts banging.
So you want, if the system's banging, you can use like the steam clean. He wasn't a big believer in steam clean, only when you were getting surging from the boiler.
Okay.
Because, well, I to Jay's point of like flushing or not totally flushing it is, I've been led to believe that if you get all of the residue out of the bottom of a steam boiler,
yeah,
you've now exposed this cast iron that was previously protected by a layer of sludgy rust to now freshly oxygenated water that you're adding to this system.
How do you feel about
this? And now that's going to... But
I don't disagree with it. I think steam likes to run dirty.
It does. Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. So that's what I was just curious because I've heard conflicting.
I think steam likes to run dirty, but I don't think it hurts once a year. That's why I tell people don't mess with flushing it out a little bit. Don't take a little bit out, add a little bit, because the more fresh water you add, the worse it is for the block. Mm-hmm. I think if you flush it out once a year, it's like doing an oil change on a car.
Bro, but every 5 years. Right.
There's probably something to what your boss says, is that the dirtier it runs, unless you're getting surging.
Yeah.
Then
that's really what you want to take care of, and there's ways to do that too. But
every 5 years, we power wash the inside.
We had so we what are those, the surge port, or what's it called
with the side of the boiler?
Yeah,
where you
put a ball valve. You could put a ball valve there. We always put a ball valve.
We should put a ball valve there.
It's inch and a half that we ball valve. We always put one in, and we made this device out of copper and a ball valve with the hose connection, and put little pinholes in, and you just bring it in and
that's
out.
That's it.
But and you're just flush the whole really, thing out? You're not draining it. You're just loosening everything up. You're
cleaning everything up.
Yeah.
I'll tell you why. I guarantee you a lot of manufacturers will suggest that. And it ties into how crappy our water is.
The worst.
High calcium, high chlorine, high everything else. And it just eats plumbing from the inside out, including cast. And bros, who's the company? You know what? I'm not going to say it, but there's a company that won't warranty around here. There's a couple of them that won't warranty because of the water chemistry. They want proof of the water chemistry. I know exactly what I'll tell you guys off camera.
Yeah.
I was so angry. I was so angry because we're such a faithful customer to this manufacturer. And they're like, we can't do it. I'm like, you know how much money I've spent with you for the years and you're not just going to replace this one block?
Come on. It's a boiler company.
Yes.
I know who you're talking about.
But we worked it out. So I got like really Karen on email
and
the phone.
And he gets Karen.
He I is put the wig Karen. On and everything.
The Karen of Karen's. The
nice crew cut with the bangs that come down. I'll put that on and talk to someone's
Karen's
face.
Karen's get results. I mean.
Sometimes they also get punched in the face, though.
So true, you can't punch people over email. So.
That is true.
Yeah, you did the right thing. But yeah, I mean.
Dude, this is why plumbers around the same age, and you said it the last time, we need to build relationships and work off each other because we can always give each other tips. Because we're going to grow up together in the industry.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? As lame and gay as that sounds.
As many master plumbers around my age as possible. I don't want to just get information from one person.
Right.
Whether it be my boss or just one other person. I want to get feedback from everyone and kind of put 100%. Together.
And then you figure it out yourself.
Want to do. Because I did at my neighbor's house. I did a full construction job on my neighbor's house. Brand new addition. And
you alone?
Me alone, yeah. Ugh. Well, I had helpers here and there.
Okay, so not you alone.
By the way, though, that was your first...
That was like, my
major
first
undertaking alone.
Sidekick.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
It was much longer than I thought it was going to be. The final result was beautiful. Everyone that saw the work really loved it. But... I talked to a few different plumbers and got three different sets of information on how I should pipe it, how I should roll my Ys, how I should vent the toilet. And I just called good old Mike D'Antico, our teacher.
Shout out to Mike D'Antico.
And I actually sent pictures to Ronnie, like drawings, and
never heard back from him.
No, he did get back to me. Ronnie, you got back to me. Thank you.
And we
I
love
can't Ronnie say you don't too. Get back to people. Ronnie got back to me. Mike always gets back to me, and I did it their way, and it worked.
Well, you got to gather information and then make an educated opinion of yourself. For yourself. That's how it goes.
There's going to be different ways that people are going to get to the same solution.
There's 100 different ways to skin a cat at the end of the day.
As long as it works and it works properly, you're good.
Bro, what's the alcohol content on this thing?
I don't know, but you're very talkative.
You're supposed to be on a yacht drinking that, so.
I think it's 8%. It's 8%. But Julio is
only 5. You know what? You know what this one tastes like. You ever had Peroni?
Yeah, yeah, I like Peroni actually.
I guess all Italian beers pretty much taste the same, and they're low alcohol content. I don't drink a lot, to be honest.
Do you want to switch?
No, I'm good. I like this. I like
that,
a good IPA.
That wasn't a.
I mean, we're going to shout out a
bartender on your show.
That wasn't a big.
We're going to shout out
Andrew's Brewing. That's a great idea, actually.
You have a nice bar over there. Someone's serving up.
Yeah.
Maybe some shotskis.
I'd love that. I'd love to be able to afford that one day.
We changed up the format. We changed up just the chairs.
Yeah.
Because we've had a couple of big boys on that bench, and it's starting to get.
Oh yeah, folks! This is their first episode with the new chairs. I don't know how I feel about them.
I'd say they're comfortable.
Yeah,
I like them.
I don't know how long.
Really?
I'm a plumber. I got a bad back.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. I mean, I sat in the store. It was all cushiony. I figured, okay, this is going to be good for plumbers, but I guess not. Big Lots is going out of business. Did you guys know that?
It's a good store.
Find the closest store you can. Everything's 80% off. Bro, I went ham this weekend.
Clifton.
I went crazy at Big Lots. I bought a whole bunch of stuff I didn't need.
Big Lots, who is it? Not Raymore and Flanagan by us. The other furniture store on Route 4, not Ashley. Bob's.
Foreman Mills. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Was it Foreman Mills?
No, Stickley Audi.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
Stickley Audi.
What the heck is that?
It's also a furniture company that's going out of business on Route 4.
Wow.
Big name.
And here we are, plumbers still just trudging along.
Trudging along.
Bro, COVID had to be one of our busiest years ever. We didn't stop for one day.
Yeah.
Not one day. Oh, I remember what I wanted to say. So the whole, when Murphy kept the mask thing going on and on and on, and he wouldn't take it off for a year, like before he lifted, nobody believed and had made us wear masks. We would go up to the door like, you don't have to wear that. You don't have, maybe two of our customers were like, can you keep the mask on?
Yeah.
Everyone else was like, you don't have to wear that. You don't have to wear that. But when they're out in public in front of other people, no. They're mask Nazis.
Oh, yeah.
So we know the inner workings of what goes on in customers' homes and stuff. We know how you really live your life.
I think that's the same as an Indian family whose parents are from the old country.
Yeah.
But they're American and they're happy with what they're doing. They'll have some wine at dinner and stuff. And the booties that we put on our boots, the foot coverings.
Yeah.
Like now it's just kind of a reflex in a lot of the nicer homes. Of course, in a nice, which sounds
elitist, what a jerk.
Screw those crappy homes. Screw those
boys. When you walk in and it's an old lady with carpet, like floor to ceiling, literally, you're like, all right, let me put these on. It's snowing out. But but there are some white ladies who answered the door like, welcome to Sing Sing. Please take off your boots. And you
take off your, definitely take off your boots. I've had that so many times.
Yeah,
like, you know, like, don't take off your boots and go work in my shower.
Yeah,
no, thank you.
No, you can't. That's a liability. You can't do that.
Did
you
know that?
If you get injured, workman's comp won't cover that.
I know,
because you're supposed to wear. So you have to wear boots on the job. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
And then when you work in people's,
let's just bitch about customers.
Yeah,
we could do that all day.
You're working in the tub or the shower, and you need to get the leverage, so you put your right or left boot into the tub.
Yeah,
but you're like, I'm not getting a drop cloth. And then you get up and you're wet.
Yep.
And there's a big brown rinse.
Big brown.
You're like, what did I step in?
Yes.
Shouldn't be dirty.
Yeah.
And the customer who's been MIA for 30 minutes
now
is
they're
like,
behind
hey,
you.
Oh, yeah. Like, what are you doing?
I brought you some coffee. Oh, Mike. What did you do to my fiberglass tub?
Get out.
Uncle drove in boot covers for us. Like, I'm going to tell this story again. Paul never went to the school, right? He was supposed to come that one day. So my uncle,
he's a neat freak,
cleanest
neat
plumber
freak
I've ever seen in my life.
White shirts, to
spotless
work.
Spotless at the end of the day.
Was he in the service at all?
He was a one man operation.
No, no, he's asking if he was in the military.
Oh,
he was
not.
No, okay.
No, not at all.
When we were, did he
bro, we were younger. Like, we used to be sloth. He used to be sloth.
I like get into my van and I'm dirty already.
I know, me too.
You know how I got introduced to Paul's wrath? Was one time
Paul's wrath?
Yeah, he goes, if you don't, well, his like neatness and his like attention to detail totally. And all that kind of stuff. One time we had to pull these beautiful ornate porcelain pedestals off the wall.
Mm-hmm. Wall mount pedestals. And they had this huge decorative base that
and they were siliconed on, which was, it was a nightmare to get off. And we had to call him in to see how it was mounted because we couldn't even tell. Mm-hmm. So he comes in, he's looking at it, gets underneath with a flashlight. He goes, give me a knife. I don't have a knife. He goes, Phil, give me a knife. Phil doesn't have a knife. He loses his shit. He goes, what kind of fucking plumbers don't have a utility knife? You guys, this is the problem. This is why this is stuck here. It's because you two idiots don't have a utility knife.
Hell yeah.
And it was just a
and
rant.
And after that, it was like, where's the tarp? How come the tarp's not touching? Why is your tool so...
If I wear sweatpants at home, I have a utility knife now. That's it is.
Heck yeah.
Dude,
my first boss drove at home.
With what?
Things that you want in your pocket walking into a customer's house is a tape measure, a marker, or a pencil, a utility knife, a pair of channel locks, and a screwdriver, like a multi-screwdriver. Yes. If you have those things, you probably you can, do like can half fix the job. Almost everything in the house.
Yeah.
And you don't really have to go back down to the truck unless you need a Sawzall or a Pro Press or something like that.
What do you carry, like the mini tool bag into the house? Like the little handheld?
So if I have to bring that tool bag in, it better be for something important that I'm going to have to. I have a nice Milwaukee.
What do you keep channel locks in your pocket?
I put them on my back pocket.
Mm. Unbelievable.
The baby channel locks get you out of pretty much
everything. True. Yes,
they do.
Yes, they do. Channel locks are my...
Q, what do you got? You got some... Doesn't he look like Q from Impractical Jokers? Rob, you look like Q from Impractical Jokers. I can't believe you don't know that show.
No, I do. Funniest
show ever.
I'm like, I definitely recognize
that. So we talked about this while you were outside. He looks like... Have you ever seen Zeb? He's a dancer.
Oh my God.
He does country line dancing. You know who he is.
You know the country line dancer where everybody like dubs over his video with like
crazy
like
dubstep
or whatever?
With
he looks exactly like him.
He looks like he's crip walking.
I gotta look, it up. I don't know.
You have to.
He's that country line dancer.
You will never think Rob looks like anyone else.
Really? Zeb?
His name's Zeb.
It's my friend saw him and probably
he goes, why is Zeb working at your job site? And I said, who's Zeb? He goes, look up this video right now.
Yep.
And I looked it up and I go, no way.
Holy crap, that's
and
Rob.
I said, that's Rob. Rob's working with us.
What were you going to say? Were you going to say something?
Oh, no. Just in so far as with the tools that you carry in with you, I've done enough service work that I'll bring in the whole pail and I've got pretty much everything that you could possibly need, whether it's like needle nose pliers or a little dental pick to pull some shit out. Like, it's a little heavy, but like, I've never in my life gone in and you're gonna just replace a Moen Positap. And it's just been like, oh,
everything popped up easily.
Let me do this.
The Allen key was perfect. And like,
Rob never goes back to his van.
I really
everything
try not
is
to.
In that bucket.
Bro, trips to the van will kill the job.
Yes. Yeah, man.
It does. Add so much time to the job.
It does.
Efficiency's huge.
Especially if your van went through a whole day of work and then you're going out to it, you're not going to find what you're looking for in a timely fashion.
Yeah.
What did you say?
And I said, forget about killing the job. It kills my soul.
Yeah.
To have to go out to the truck.
Me too.
Go get a tarp. Go
it
get
means
a...
that I failed.
Yeah.
I didn't come in.
You know, you know
you're
where
not prepared.
You know where this is probably the worst? For people in New York City who work in New York City in high rises.
I would
absolutely.
Never.
Yeah.
I would screw that, dude. I used to work in a bunch of high rises in
Jersey
Fort
City.
Lee. Oh. No, not Fort. Not.
Oh, oh yeah, really? We did
the
a
ones
couple
along the river. Room. You've been a couple. Yeah. A couple. I did a renovation up there.
It's a nightmare.
I'll never again, dude. Never
miss
again.
One tool and now you have to go down 24
flights.
I
have a whole video of it, like just me videotaping me having to go back.
They don't let
the truck,
you park
so.
They don't let you park in the, you have to go park in the utility parking lot,
which is all the way
at the end.
Oh man.
All right, so yeah, it's like a whole
forget that.
No more high rises for us.
Yeah,
so I won't even do like a two. I worked for the steam company.
Yeah,
Their other half of their, they had two companies. Their other half was union in New York City. We used to have to deliver product to the union guys.
Veto.
We'd park like 3 or 4 blocks away carrying 6-inch cast iron down the streets of New York.
Yeah.
For these big projects they would do. And then they always had a helper, and the helper really wasn't a helper. He was the guy that would move the van every so often so you didn't get a parking ticket. It's wild.
I
don't know how you make money working in New York City.
Well, you have to charge $1 million.
I mean, a lot of money, but
you know what it costs for a water heater in New York City?
$7,000
for a 50-gallon.
Wow.
$7,000.
Yeah, but that's what it is. You want to deal with New York City. You want to deal with, you know, the guy who lets you in and out of the elevator. Because remember, there was one that we worked in that the utility guy has to be with you every single time you go in and up the elevator.
Yeah.
You can't just like do whatever you want, you know?
You got to have pretty much ins with any building that you're working in just to get through.
You ever see that video? Somebody put it out on YouTube. It was a bunch of kids who like do like pranks and shit, and they did a test where they carried a ladder into like buildings to see if they were able to get into buildings past security.
Yeah. A couple of years ago, this man by the name of Steve Phillips said if you carry a ladder into anywhere, you can get in for free because they'll think you're working there.
So we're trying that today with Heath and Dylan.
They're like idiots.
Holy shit.
Huh? It fucking works. He didn't ask us anything. What the fuck? He literally looked at me and was like, I was like, what the fuck?
Wow. Holy shit.
Are you fucking kidding me? You just walked in the
theater with it. This like a chicken stuff. It's intense.
We just found the hack to fucking life. The door.
Freaking hysterical. Because
it's like a 6-foot ladder. Yeah. They're just kind of carrying it with it. And they're just like, oh, excuse me. Oh, thank you. And just boom.
Yeah.
You can just basically clean out the Museum of Modern Art if you're carrying a ladder. That's basically what they proved.
Yeah, which is amazing because sometimes I'll go into a place that we've worked 100 times and they're like, who are you? What are you doing here?
Yeah.
Do you have a code?
You know my name.
I'm wearing the shirt. Like, what the heck?
I saw you here yesterday.
We've been going to this building. I've been going to this building that we work at for over 2 years. And they're sitting there looking at me and they're like, what's your name again? And I'm like, I literally talk to you 2 to 3 times a week when I'm here.
That I will do.
2 to 3 times.
I don't
times.
Remember names.
Yeah.
I know faces, your name.
But you know what's funny? They know this guy.
Oh, they
absolutely love him. Rob's like a shining star in this building. Gaslight. Gaslight.
Well, Rob always had the funny comments in class. Remember when we went
all day?
Yeah,
all day.
All day.
If I could just work with the guy all day, we'd be in different parts of the house. But if I could hear Rob making his little
quips, comments,
his little quips, so it would make my day.
What is that? Where it's like I'm not waiting to move in with my girlfriend because I want to be with them all the time. I just like knowing that they're in the other room doing something.
Yeah.
That would be only instead of frustrated screams. It's
so
just,
Ronnie used to bitch about Growy all the time, how much he hates Growy.
Yeah.
So all through class, this is a funny story. So All the whole year, he's just, every time someone brings up Growy, he's like, oh, I hate that company. Don't even get me started. So then we went to the manufacturing plant.
American Standard, but they
also make Growy, but everyone who works there calls it Growa.
Yes. Mm.
So they're saying Growa the whole time we're there, and we come back to class the next day, and Ronnie starts saying Growa, and he said it like 3 times, and everyone's like looking at each other, not wanting to say it, and Rob was the only one that chimed up and said, hold on, are you now saying Growa? Is that what you're doing, Ronnie?
Are we just following the freaking
so
words?
He's the only one that had the balls to say anything. But we all heard it.
Yeah.
We all heard him start saying Growa.
Well, not for nothing. I mean, it was like one meeting with this bodybuilder who represented American Standard, who was like, it's actually Growa. And then,
like, I'm cultured, you uncultured swine.
And I think it was Ron who was the one who threw out there that Growa, like, that Hans Growy and Growy are two different things.
Yeah,
the reason
right?
is that in 1930, 1939, the father and son had a disagreement in Germany. And who knows what that might have been about.
Well, that's right around the time. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, who knows? who's to say? But they had a disagreement, and now it's two different guys.
The time frame really just lines up there.
Yeah, for whatever reason, who's to say?
The same thing happened with Adidas and Puma. Those are brothers.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, those are brothers. Adidas and Puma. Adidas was the original, and then the brother was a part of Adidas, and then they had a disagreement, and then it became Puma.
You gotta pick one. Who are you picking?
I loved Adidas always.
Me too.
Yeah, me too. I gotta go Adidas.
Bro, I want to bring...
Do you have any Pumas?
I have a pair of Pumas. Mm-hmm. I'm dying for a genuine Russian Adidas tracksuit. I want, like... I freaking love that.
Yeah.
I watch videos of them doing dancing to techno in like mud pits outside of their apartment buildings out there in that godforsaken country. Everyone's got something Adidas, full Adidas tracksuit, the Adidas sneakers, the white sneakers with the three stripes.
Is Russia the one that has the, there's a lot of whatever, copycats, like fake stuff? So if you look at the layer, like it's got the three little bars that Adidas does, like it looks like a mountain.
Probably,
then,
I mean, that's...
But then it's spelt like ADHD or something.
It's just not right. I know why. So we dumped a whole bunch of Adidas on that country at like 30 years ago or something. Bunch of overstock. So Adidas had...
We freed you from communism. Here's Adidas.
Jeans and Adidas, bro.
It's like the loser Super Bowl shirts pretty much. Africa. Okay.
Yeah.
You know how they print them both?
Yes, 100%.
My dad is one of those guys. He doesn't watch sports at all. But he's got NHL, MLB... World Series 1996. It's like, do you even know who was playing or what? You know?
I love that.
Super Bowl 2017. Yeah. He doesn't know who played. He doesn't give a crap.
I buy all my stuff at the thrift store anyway. Guys, let's do this. Let's take a break. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with Rob and Jay, and we'll just kind of BS our way through just four plumbers sitting in a basement talking. Thanks for watching. Stick with us, and we'll be right back.
Call Quartz Plumbing and Heating. Top-rated plumbers in North Jersey for over 60 years. And don't forget to keep treats for Frankie on hand. They'll help to subdue her carnal, animalistic nature.
Jigsaw PMR Property Maintenance Restoration in Oradell, New Jersey. Ready to tackle the toughest disasters affecting your home or business. With state-of-the-art equipment and years of experience, our responsive staff will get you back home quicker than anyone else. Check us out at jigsawpmr.com and follow our cleanup journey on Instagram and Facebook. Give us a call at 201-425-4855. Jigsaw PMR, restoring peace of mind.
Don't really care about the top spot, I just want a bag. Got my foot up on their necks, no bricks, all gas. These rappers like BBLs, cause I swear they all ass.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Plum Bums Podcast, the Blue Collar Tradesman Show, where we talk about small business and entrepreneurship, the everyman's podcast. And we are here with two everymen with us right today, Rob and Jay.
With us right today.
Jay and Silent Rob.
You steal my joke?
Well, I came up with it. What are you talking about?
Not so silent.
All right, Max came up with that. No, you said Jay and Silent Bob. I said Jay and Silent Rob.
Artist.
Exactly.
An artist.
That's the whole joke. I just made the joke right there. Anyway, guys, what do you think of the first half? Guys having fun?
Absolutely.
Loosening up, talking about our crappy business?
Yeah.
Yes. I got to be
straight
honest, dude,
and easy.
I've done a lot in life. I worked for a bank. I worked for a funeral home. I worked for retail. I've worked everywhere. And this is it. I mean, we're in the most... I'm not going to say the most expensive trade that it's a good thing, but we're in one of the most important trades in a time where everyone's realizing that the trades make the world go round. So I think for me personally, the journey of snaking through all those different restaurant business, lots of customer service, it's all culminated into running the family business and kind of has opened up It's like the, what's the footprints in the sand? When you go to Jesus, Jesus, there was only, how come on these, on the difficult parts of my life, there was only one set of footprints. Yeah, and he's like, well, I was carrying you.
No idea what you're talking about.
You don't ever seen footprints in the sand in like every 90s household.
You never seen Warriors, so no.
Footprints in the sand. Okay, that was good. I got to give it to him. All right. Go ahead.
No, I agree with you, man. And it's funny to land on this trade.
Mm-hmm.
Doing similar to you. I worked in the food service. I worked at Chipotle. I worked at a Chipotle for like 2 years. I worked at a family restaurant for probably a similar amount, maybe 3 years.
Waiting tables?
Yeah, just like a brunch.
10 years in the restaurant business for me.
No kidding, really?
10 years, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the service industry definitely shapes how I interact with people now, being a quote-unquote like tradesman. Where I'm here to replace a boiler.
Yeah.
It's dirty, it's heavy, and like I don't work with doctors.
Right.
I work with
right.
boiler breakers and stuff. But all of that definitely helped in the interpersonal.
I'll say especially customer service in the restaurant business. A huge, huge percentage of this job and industry is being able to make customers feel comfortable.
Yeah, you want to talk about making people, yeah.
I always tell him, I must say it to him at least once a week, everyone's always rush, rush, rush.
Right.
Get out of the house, get your money.
You dilly-dally.
You leave me in that house for a few hours.
You're a dilly-dally.
I'll get you an extra $1,000 out of the job.
I will.
Yeah. Well, do you convert it into sales? It
converts.
Yes.
Good.
Yeah.
Every
good.
Time.
Yeah, for oh, sure. You're hired.
I will walk out with
buyer beware.
I make people comfortable.
Yeah.
And that's it. All you have to do is make someone feel comfortable, and then they just start showing you things mm-hmm. in the house.
Yep.
They'll walk you around. Oh, what do you think of this? Yeah. What do you think of that? And you're not always going to get a sale, but then it kind of drums it up in their head for next time.
For next time.
Next they time might call I like you that.
They trust you as their plumber.
Jason mentioned
yep.
that my water heater had some corrosion on it. I showed it to my husband. And he wants a new water heater.
Bro, here's the difference
you're
between
not selling, us. You're not selling a product. You're selling yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Then everything sells itself.
This is all these private equity companies that are popping up. Gold Medal, AJ Perry. They don't have that.
No.
They're never going to get the same tech. And you know what? I hear that a lot of those companies do. And it's not slander. I mean, you know, they won't service your product. They're all about getting in and replacing the whole thing. So if you have like a leaky valve on your water heater, they're all about replacement because they don't want the headache.
Yeah. Well, we replace it too. You're not
a leaky relief valve. We replace the water heater
valve. When you did valve, I thought you meant shut off.
No, if they're relief, yeah, you're right. If their relief valve is dripping or something, you got to replace the water heater.
Yeah, and
they get in there and gouge, man.
We've talked to another. Just a similar example of a company that was pretty well known around where we work. And all the guys keep saying that it's like more than 50% of the houses of established customers that they had are kicking them out because of the new pricing, because of, you know, whatever the company was
this
bought
company's
by.
This company's been around for many, many years, and they're bought out by a hedge fund broker.
That's what, offered you know what I'm talking
good
about.
Amount of money. The owner still works there, in the field.
Oh, how but humiliating!
He's just no, he actually enjoys it.
Yeah,
I've heard from many people he enjoys it because there's no overhead. You know, you're not thinking about the day to day.
You're right.
Making sure everyone has a job, sure everyone's you know getting paid
granted,
and everything.
It's not
now
his
you're just
name.
Going there and you're changing a few flappers and you're getting paid a high rate of money.
Yeah,
and you got a bonus.
Dude, but you know what their hourly rate is? You know what companies like that hourly rate is?
You know what happened?
Take a guess.
Enough to kick people out. What do you... What,
six, 700, 800 an hour.
Dude.
I'm telling you.
They went from...
They'll work that into flat rate pricing, which is why customers have to be careful about flat rate pricing too, because you can get taken advantage of. Mm-hmm. So I recommend all customers get multiple estimates and stuff. Figure out what the going rate is. You know what I mean?
Do you guys do flat rate?
We do flat rate. honestly.
Like,
we do flat, honest flat rate.
Before you guys get out of control, what was the story you were telling?
Oh, sorry.
Which?
Did you have something?
Is it the owner of the company works for the company?
So he works, and they were selling like a 50-gallon water heater for like, I'm just throwing this number out here, like $2,400. Now it's $4,800.
Yeah.
Since this guy took over. Mm. And they, all the customers, loyal customers are leaving.
That's not right.
That's Air Group pricing. But Air Group also has how many employees? I think they have like 40 plumbers. My cousin works there.
Yeah.
$4,800 for a 50-gallon. I mean, I have a water heater option that goes up to $4,800. So I'll tell you how we do flat rate. And I wish every plumber did flat rate, because if we all do the same thing, if we're all doing the same thing on the same page and charging about, we don't give the customer options to go to the cheaper guy or the guy who's undercutting everyone, because everyone's on the same page. We all understand the industry the same way.
Well, but you also don't get penalized for a job that you get done in a shorter time. Mm-hmm. And you also don't screw the customer when the job takes a little bit longer, because
how often does that happen? How often are you going for a simple job, that Toto you did, and you realize that you have to remove the whole tank just to get the supply line? Yeah. The customer won't get screwed when
they're
that happens.
They're still paying the same amount.
Yeah.
I like that too, because just being where I'm at, like, of course there's going to be things that I don't know and things that I have to figure out, but there's a lot of things that I've already figured out.
Yeah.
So I can go into one and be like, oh, this is going to be a wacky one. You know, it's a one piece, tiny, low profile toilet. But it's like, I've done 100 of these. No problem. I'll get it done in the same amount of time as a rookie would get, you know, a Glacier Bay toilet done. You know, where it's like, oh, 10 minute install is on the box.
I prefer the wacky one over the Glacier Bay.
I mean, too. I hate Home Depot stuff.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely.
So I took weeks and weeks and weeks. We use a dispatching program for everything. Books that tie into our QuickBooks. And I've set all this up. I use my dispatching program to talk to customers. I send an on-my-way text. We do employee tracking, start and stop time, pause for lunch, restart time, scheduling. And I upload it, and I built our whole price book. Mm-hmm. I have a materials section and a service section.
You should see it. It actually, he has House Call Pro.
Correct? House Call Pro.
You should see how his is set up.
I'll show it to you. We'll go through it.
Amazing. Yeah.
So I built the price book where you load everything into it as far as your material. And then you build your services off your material price book. So I have a water heater in there for a certain amount of time using the same amount of material, and it'll log all the material for each job. And it'll build the price off that. So let's say someone calls me for, I need a water heater replacement. And they haven't had a plumber in their house for 15 years. Okay. I go, okay, ma'am, first of all, here's your base price for the water heater. This is for me to come in, pull the water heater, replace it with the water heater, throw in a Bradford White, you're good to go. It's got a 1-year warranty. Your next option up has an expansion tank and a new shutoff. And what else do we put on the second one?
Well, you put a PRV on the house.
That's like the third or fourth.
Maybe a pan.
A pan.
Pan under the heater.
We put the pan under the heater. That's your second option. It comes with a 2-year warranty with a bigger discount. Your third option, your silver option, because I go basic, bronze, silver, gold, diamond, platinum. Those are all my options.
Wow. Damn.
I've never gone over platinum. You can build a whole plumbing sheet off up to platinum. So the next option up is the bronze option with the pan and the expansion tank. It comes with a 2-year warranty and a bigger discount. The percentage goes up a little bit. The third option is your silver option. It has the pan, it has the expansion tank, everything we talked about, but I have a leak stopper for the water heater. That comes with a 3-year warranty, bigger discount. So you're growing the discount, you're growing the warranty, and you're pushing them toward those higher options, because, yes, your profit margin is a little bit higher, but the customer doesn't have to see you for years. And if they do, they're covered on everything. Bro, platinum is a 6-year warranty for everything we touch. So you don't have to worry about anything for 6 years.
So when that Hans Grohe breaks in 6 months, you can go back.
It's almost like a service plan.
Exactly. Okay. Which I'm working on now, a monthly payment plan.
Yeah.
So I have a couple service agreements written where if you opt in for the service agreement, you get 20% off the initial install, and that gets broken up over however long your warranty is. All right. Over time, it's more like you're paying 30%, but you get to break up that 20%, and you're covered for all those years. You can pay it up front, or you can pay it over years. So flat rate, really, you cannot do time and material anymore. No. It's dead. You can't make money from it. The customer gets screwed, you get screwed, and you're going to run around. You're going to shorten the years on your life because you're constantly stressed because you're not charging enough.
Yeah, have you, just out of curiosity, because I've done that many times.
Time and material?
Well, yeah, just sort
sometimes
of like...
Sometimes it's appropriate.
Well, on only side jobs for me, where I'm just like, all right, I know that this VXT costs $275 or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'll mark it up a little bit, but I'm doing this for usually a family member or, you know, somebody who's right. friends with them.
See, I charge friends and family 20% more.
That's what we
everyone
just we were just talking. Some dude was like, I'm not going to charge you family prices because I charge my family yeah. double.
Yeah. People, I have customers, they're like, can we get the friends and family discount? I'm like, no problem. It's 20% extra because they're a pain in the ass.
Yeah. And they know where you live and it yep. sucks.
And they don't pay. They'll make you wait to get paid.
I have different members of the family that go two different ways. I'll have members of the family that want to pay full price. No discounts. They appreciate
love
you coming to the house.
You have family yes. members that do that?
Yeah.
I don't have a single family member that would God, not. Gotta,
I,
have,
from I envy your family.
I have family members that you go to their house and you just expect them to pay for parts. And no one mentions
yeah.
a thing for weeks.
Yes.
About the $70 to $80 you just spent on parts.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And not a yep. thank you. Not nothing.
Is that your side or your wife's side?
This is my side. So I will say, so my mother-in-law, she's done a lot for us. She yeah. gets free all the way.
Well, yeah.
I do.
You know what? That's great that you have that relationship.
Everything for free. She's done a lot for us.
Well, for
tell
whatever
the people how you pulled that off. That good relationship with the mother-in-law.
I don't know.
Is Joanna some days
she likes
this?
Me, some days she doesn't. Who knows? Don't put that on camera.
What were you going to say?
I don't remember.
Really? It was 3 seconds ago.
Yeah, no, it wasn't 3 seconds ago.
So let's talk about, let's tell some industry stories here, because we all got them. Yes. We all got them. We all know them. We all love them. Worst job you've ever been on? Plumbing, in your entire plumbing career.
Probably it's not even that bad, but there's two of them in between, but the one that I'll tell is I was working for this new company for like 6 months, and I got called on a Friday to a 14 story hotel in like central Jersey. So it was a little away from where we were, and I was without backup, and I get there and they're like, the guys did something, they ripped something off the wall, an ice machine, but for some reason there was a hot water line leaking, like they had ripped the copper out of the wall accidentally on the 9th floor. And I was just like, oh well, you know, they had taped a hose to it and brought it to a floor drain.
Right.
But it had already ruined the electrical for like 9 floors.
Oh,
like,
my
God. We really
God.
Need this done today. And I was like, well, you know, I'll take a look in the basement. And I looked in the basement and it freaked me out. I'd never been in a huge mechanical room like that before. I could not find there were two water heaters. Like there was one that was decommissioned and a new one and all this nonsense. And I really didn't know how to shut it off. And long story short, I was like, does it really need to be done today? And I realized that there was just a enormous crowd of people checking into this hotel at 4 o'clock. Like it was 4 o'clock on a Friday.
And
there was, there must
and
have
the
been
nine floors
weddings.
Were ruined. Oh
well,
my
nine
God.
Floors of electrical were ruined in this column.
Okay.
It was like the ice machine room. So the ice machine rooms were ruined
all
from
the way down
to one.
What size piping was leaking?
It was an inch and a quarter line that branched off into three quarter, and then there was like a reducer that brought it down to a braided fit. But they had ripped the copper off, and then they had pinched it with vice grips. And anyway,
unbelievable.
It was pretty wild. And the only thing that I could figure out was I was like, well, we have a pro press, so
yeah,
we'll quickly, do it live.
Quickly, yeah.
And I did it. And man, they had booster pumps in that place.
Yeah. Really?
Like, yeah, it was like a 14-story hotel.
Yeah, you have to.
I even told Joe about it, and like the
super pumps kicked in right as he
I bet.
Dude, as he chopped that line.
It was crazy because I did a live water line once before, and that's 60 to 70 or something, right. You know, and this just came flying out of the wall, and the pipe was at like above my head. I'm 6 feet tall, so it was above my head, so I'm like slamming this thing on and trying to get the pro press on there, and I did it. And
you
it worked,
did it?
It worked out, but the super, not the super, whatever you would call a
manager,
yeah, of the hotel was filming behind one of those like doors with the mesh in the window. And it looks like when I cut it, the final thing, I was just like, you close that door, da, da, da. Spun the imp cutter around there one more time. It looked like a bomb went off.
Yeah.
And then 15 seconds
later. I can't believe you got that on.
Look at Rob in his trusty 5-gallon bucket.
I was going to say, like, that, yeah. There's a video online. I'll show it to
good
you guys.
Old Homer.
Of they called some unlicensed, uninsured schmuck, and he decides to change an angle stop with the water on in a building that he couldn't get to the shut off.
I know exactly the one you're
hysterical.
Talking about.
This is a lesson in why you should never hire cheap labor. All hiring and decisions were exclusively between the landlord and plumber. The woman with the steam vacuum is the tenant of this low-income apartment with her two children. They reported a leaking bathroom sink to their landlord. The landlord is very problematic, very cheap, and called in a self-appointed plumber named Wilmer. Wilmer is the kind of cheap labor that cuts corners to try and save money. It should come as no surprise, with these buildings having been built in the 1970s and earlier, that nothing is up to code. The apartment complex requires a $150 fee. To be paid every 30 minutes, the water is turned off. Wilmer tried to please the cheap landlord by saving her $150 on the bill by repairing the leak with the water still on. Wilmer, confident in his abilities and armed with his trusty 5-gallon bucket, knows that he will always get her return business if he pulls this off. He gets underneath the sink and unleashes a torrent of steaming hot water. All in all, two apartments were ruined, and all affected tenants had to vacate the apartment for extensive repair. This video proved the incompetence of both the landlord and plumber. Thus, the landlord was forced to pay all damages to all parties involved.
Hell yeah.
We're going to pull that video up.
All right.
Worst job.
But that was
I had three.
All right. We're going to pick one.
They're quick.
Okay. They're go quick. For it.
So with this company, I had one. I was changing an angle stop, 3/8 angle stop, threaded. And I was very gentle. And I felt it break in the wall. And I hear the water, but it wasn't like rushing yet. And I'm like looking, it's always like no one's around.
You're holding it there?
I know the guy was on the other side of the wall, but like I didn't want it, the homeowner to have to like help. Run down. So like, sir, do you mind shutting the water off for me? He goes, everything all right? I said, it will be when you shut that water off. So he shut it off, and then the water like poured, whatever water was there, went down into the basement. He's like, there's a puddle down here. Should I be worried about that? I said, no, I'm going to fix it.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
And then I had a water main. I had to add a ball valve onto, but it was the copper was very weak.
Thin. It's just thin wall copper.
Yeah. At the ball valve. Not at the main valve.
The coming from the street?
Side.
The city side?
So when I cut, I was I had a bucket underneath. Uh-huh. It was supporting it, but everything just dropped. Like, it just went
from
fold.
The city.
from the city.
How long did that take them
that
to
little,
come?
That little so, nut fitting, the 90 nut or whatever it is that drops like that. Is that what you're
it
talking
was,
about?
It was a brass fitting
yeah.
going into the
meter.
The valve
okay.
that broke.
All right.
So.
Oh, like a flare.
I'm holding it and Joe, our boss, was there. And I ran outside and it was the first week I had jet sweat. I never had jet sweat before.
What was that?
Jet sweat, as your when you need to sweat and stop water, it's like this long tube that has rubber
oh,
on it.
Oh, yes.
I ran out to my truck. I got it, shoved it in.
And that worked?
Yeah.
We have that kit up there.
People and then we ended up doing it. We did the main live. We cut it and we shoved the ball valve on there and pressed it.
Just like Bill
and
O'Reilly.
It on video.
Bill O'Reilly.
It didn't look like anything. It didn't look like anything exciting. And not like his story.
Frankie, we'll do it live.
Well, he makes it.
it
but doing it live anytime is.
Yeah.
Is,
my boss yeah, is dude, my mean. Boss loves the internet. And he yes, loves he watching videos.
Yeah.
And he's like, I just saw this last week. The guy did it live in a commercial building. The other guy held the garbage can. We got this. We're just going to do it. We're just going to do it. And I was like, all right, let's, whatever we got to do.
Yeah.
Worst job I was ever on. And I think I told this story in class once. We have this beautiful, beautiful home in Englewood, tucked back off the main road. Got families lived there for like 40 years. Over the years, they've redone the entire four-story house. Like 10 bathrooms, two kitchens, damn. Huge.
Wow.
So they go, he's retired. The whole family's retired. A lot of money. So every year they go away skiing or snowboarding or something for like 5 weeks. Mm. Nobody watches the house because they've never really had a problem. And this was,
oh, I
this
remember
was 8 or 9 years ago. Okay. When winters were freezing, they're not anymore. This past winter, we had a couple cold spells, which was good.
Yes.
But 8-9 years ago, we had this freeze that came in for like a week and a half. Mm-hmm. Before they left, they turned the heat down to like 50. So the house gets nice and cold, and then it gets freezing outside. In their first week, one of the heat lines froze. It was a 1-inch heat line for a monoflow loop. Mm-hmm. It freezes, and then the heat kicks on. And keeps kicking on, bursts the pipe, but it's frozen. It finally dethrones the ice and pours boiling hot water into their first floor living room for like 4 weeks.
Shit.
4 weeks. I'm talking a 300,000 BTU boiler. They come home on the fourth week. The entire house is melting. Black frozen. Mold everywhere to the attic, bro. Wow. Because it was so cold outside, and it was just a whole steam room. This entire house was a steam room for 4 weeks.
Yeah, like a boiler wow. like that.
It just kept heating up, the water yeah, and up filling up that. And heating the water. So oh they come home to that. The entire house had to be gutted. It took a year to redo this house. Insurance gave them a
four-story house?
Yeah.
That's wild.
The attic
that's
was right. finished with this huge playroom. Everything was destroyed. Not a single square inch of this house was salvageable.
Damn.
What's your worst job?
It's probably not the worst job, but the job that comes to my mind is where the GC tried to fight me.
Oh, yeah.
The GC little tried did to he know. Yeah,
the GC tried to fight me. He was some roided out moron.
Yeah.
That was, it was a job that, you know those modular homes?
Yes. Yeah.
The modular homes are where everything's supposed business. To fit together. Yeah.
He knows nothing about it.
And all the plumbing's always snapped it's and broken.
Snapped, yeah. broken, like, yeah. and it never matches up exactly right. You have to bring it a little bit, not, there's no 45 or 90 that works properly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So, me and his brother were on that job, actually. So a couple things happened on that job. Flooded the basement because his brother is so big and strong that he literally snaps just a
broke
union.
The union.
He snaps union for the water main, and he comes running
with
outside.
His hands. We,
no,
what?
With two channel locks.
With two channel locks.
Still,
I did it with a pipe wrench like, a couple what? Weeks ago, which I was kind of proud of. But
is your brother Cole Collin?
He's huge.
He's huge. He's 4 years younger than me, 4 inches higher, taller, and like 130 pounds heavier.
Yeah,
damn,
he's a monster.
Yeah,
but he's a gentle giant.
And I'm out at the truck. Getting so a like fitting.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm out at the truck getting a fitting. He's downstairs tightening the union, and I just hear the thumps of the giant coming out, and he's freaking out. He goes, "Where are the shutoffs? Where are the shutoffs?" I'm like, "What do you mean? Like a half inch shutoff? You know, what do you need? Press, IP."
My brother's screaming this.
Yeah, but he's talking about the shutoff for the main.
Yeah,
you know the little keys that you have for the main. Oh, and I'm like, "We don't have those.
They weren't in yet."
We don't have those. No. And he goes, "I go, what happened?" He goes, "I snapped the union," but he's freaking out on the front lawn, like causing a scene on the front lawn. And I'm calling him, and I'm like, because this is like maybe the second or third time I met his brother, and we're on a job like this, and he's losing his mind. And I call him
gigantic, hairy,
freaking out. And I call him, and I go, "Listen, you got to call your brother, and you got to say something to him, because he's like causing a massive scene in the like front yard of this nice neighborhood in Mahwah. All right, you got to call him and calm him down or something." And he goes, "All right." So then he calls him, he calms him down, and then I forget what happened. It was a day after that that we went back to the job, and I walk in, and it's a construction site. I'm not putting booties on, okay? I don't put booties on. One of the sections, like, one of the rooms was finished. I walked in that room to go get something. He loses his mind on me. Then he starts trying to fight me, and then his and then his brother comes in, and he goes, "This is not going to happen." You know, because he's huge. And
the brute squad came in.
So, but that was probably the most uncomfortable job that I've been on.
Hell yeah.
This guy had no idea what he was doing, didn't know scheduling, didn't know nothing. And he just tried to get into the modular home business.
We've all run into one or two of those guys, which thankfully, I mean, for whatever. But our current boss, we got some... We all have our favorite contractor and our least favorite contractor, but at least these, all the guys that we work with for the most part, is like, at the end of the day, it's not like that.
You know,
like some guy who's like, "I just got $500,000 from my dead aunt and I'm going to go into the, what I saw on TikTok business." Yep. And yeah, luckily they're at least
go like, what into trying. The I saw on TikTok business.
Hey, I mean, we've done things like that too, like not with contractors, but just, you know, "Hey, I want you to install this."
Yeah.
"Why would you install I know. This?"
Yeah.
It's like, "I saw it on TikTok.
Well, you guys were just talking about the radiant heat in the ceiling.
Yeah, what's up with that? I've never in my life heard this.
We could show it on the podcast or whatever, like whatever on video later. I'll show you. I have pictures of it.
When he first explained it to me, I was like, "That makes sense. I've heard of radiant in the ceiling." I thought he meant like when you're in the basement.
Below the
ceiling.
Floor.
Okay, and then you have radiant heat that goes up to whatever floor you're in. But he said, no, it's in the roof.
Yeah, man.
In my head, I thought it was for like ice melt for the roof.
Oh, maybe that's
No, it is actually the heat for the room. It is.
How does that work?
Other heat in this room.
What we're convinced of, because what was
ripped
down,
heat below.
No,
it's on a slab. I believe that room's on a slab.
Yeah. It's on a slab, yeah. So there's no heat below, and rather than running baseboard, which seems to make a lot of sense, what they did was, and I was there for the demo. I don't know if you saw any of that. Did you see any of the demo? Were you there for that?
No, I heard the story, and then about this radiant heat in the ceiling. My boss asked me about it, and I was like, "I've never heard of that before." And then I showed the job today. I didn't know I was going to look at that.
Is it the black pipe? Is it the black onyx piping?
No. What it was they had, for some reason, decided to run half-inch OD copper. So kind of a weird outer, you know what I mean? Like gas.
Flexible.
Yeah, K. And... but they ran that through the ceiling, and
they just stuffed it in a bunch of different spots.
So
it was
weird
spots.
They tacked it to the whatever the joists, because there's an attic above. It's not a livable space. So
well, that
just
attic's
like,
going to be real comfortable in the winter.
It'll be wonderful.
The HVAC guys are loving it right now.
Yeah. So they tacked it to the rafters or whatever, and then put plaster over it. And now they were renovating this house, so now it was going to be sheetrock, and they needed to figure out a way to demo this ceiling without disturbing this half inch OD copper. And we had to figure out because, and there was, it was very,
they deserve it for such a stupid design.
It was really ridiculous. And I've just never seen it.
I've never seen it.
It doesn't make logical sense to me.
How they ran it, I've never seen
heat rises
piping. Yeah.
That's what I said.
I've never seen heat pipe run like that
before. I've done an entire house in radiant. Every square inch of the house was radiant heating on the floor.
So when you do radiant floor heat, what do you run the PEX? What is underneath it?
You can either lay it in the floor and you put your foam base with the reflection on it.
Foam base with reflection, yes.
And you lay it in the channels and you strap it in. But I prefer, because I hate mixer valves. I hate mixer valves. I hate everything about them. For tubs, everything. For hand washing sinks, hate them.
I agree.
I like the black onyx that you can suspend 2 inches from the ceiling, from the floor below.
Yeah.
You hang it, you zigzag it. It suspends 2 inches below. You snap on reflectors and you put reflective insulation above it. And you run that at 180 degrees and it'll just permeate the floor at a nice 80 to 90 degree temperature.
No kidding.
So you can maintain the heat.
Because it has that gap, it doesn't.
It doesn't material. Burn the floor.
It doesn't
mess up the hardwood. Nothing. Yeah. It just radiates heat through it.
Yeah.
So you don't have to. All you're doing is just piping in a separate zone.
I like that.
Yeah, me too.
I like that better because we work at an apartment complex where what are we doing all the time? Changing plus mixing valves.
Yeah, exactly. All the time.
All day.
And plus, when you have to, you don't have to break up the floor to fix it. All you have to do is remove some sheetrock.
I always wondered about that. Sounds great. Sounds just amazing.
I would never buy a house
on a
slab
floor, but
never would I buy a house on a slab.
Well, all the houses in Paramus were slabs with radiant heat that were in the slabs.
Yeah.
So if you want to fix anything, in the 50s, where if you want to fix anything, you have to break up not only your wood floors, but your concrete.
By the way, that's in the Dan Holleran book, Pumping Away.
Okay.
If anyone ever wants to buy it, it's just about hot water heating, hydronic heating.
Yeah.
But, he talks about how initially there were like Sears homes that were built on a slab and the heating system, the pumps were pumping into the boiler as opposed to pumping away from the boiler.
That's how I run them. I pump into the boiler.
Into it?
I pump into the boiler.
At that time in the 50s when they had these Sears homes, they were having this weird problem where there was cavitation of the pumps and even the boiler itself. And what was going on was that technicians were having problems because air was getting into the lines because the pump was pumping into the boiler, sucking away from the bleeder valves, like a hose bib, look at a boiler drain. And so it's a negative pressure, sucks air in on those things when every time it kicks on. And instead of bleeding it every time, these technicians were just upping the aquastat to 180, 190 or whatever. And it was causing this cavitation problem. And anyway, it was really interesting what he said. I don't think that's like every case, but when you pump away from the boiler, if the the arrow
pulling,
on the thing, yeah, you pull it out of the boiler. For some reason, it has less likelihood of pulling air in. Depending on how
that would make sense. I also think it depends where you put your fill valve, where you put your zones, stuff like that. You know,
it's not a guarantee, no matter what. But it was interesting.
I had a debate with Ronnie on this one actually, because I was like, "Well, don't you want your the circulator is a pump? It's a literal pump with like an impeller and stuff.
Yeah,
don't you want to have like pressure behind it so it can move water easier? Because if you're pulling, when pumps pull, they wear out faster. When pumps push, they wear out. They last way longer.
Yes.
Because they have back pressure behind them. But if you're pulling, you're putting stress on everything. But he's like, he's right, because it's a closed system under pressure. And it really does. When you're under 10 to 15 pounds of pressure, it can't tell the difference where it's at.
I wish I had the book with me, but it's like really
cool.
What
we figured out was zone valves. If you put zone valves on the return side instead of the feed side, you'll get a really bad water hammer when the valves close.
You'll rattle all the pipes when the water hit, if they're not strapped.
I didn't know that.
In some houses, if you put them upside down, how the ball opens and everything inside.
See all these tricks. Yeah. We're going to grow together, guys. We're going to grow and mature together.
We can't grow until you tell me about tankless boilers and why you hate them so much. Because I just watched that video. I wasn't too happy. Or
why you don't you like them?
I'm a big fan.
Are you
fan?
Really?
I'm a big fan.
Do you live in a condo?
You've been doing this longer, so you know.
Why are you a big fan though?
I Jay like likes to carry
the complexity and the computers and the amount of time you have to
he's
spend.
He's a mechanic. That's why
I'm a mechanic. That's why I like to tinker.
Yeah.
And
how can you get those? Yeah. How can you get those hands in there, bro? Those big clodhopper hands.
I've had issues. I've had issues, and you got to half the time take apart.
Because the Japanese make them. They
you
get in there
take
and
apart.
Then,
half the thing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you like that. You're saying that with a smile on your face, like you're like.
All right, so you know
I
what?
I love that.
Yeah. I'm gonna call you when I need tech support.
You gotta know it for overcome. The next time. You gotta do it once. Get hit with that 3 hours for that little tiny sensor.
He's totally right.
And then you do it again, and then you do it again, and then by the third time, you're like, oh wow.
I feel like
I could have just done it like this the whole time.
I guess.
You know how many plumbers won't work on them, and now you have a niche to jump in and do.
I love them.
All right, Navy I'll give that to you.
They're good for
I know
nothing
a lot
except
of people
departments.
Don't love Navian. I'm a Navian
I'm
guy.
Flabbergasted.
I have one at my house.
I'm flabbergasted
I have
at this conversation.
One at my house. Fire tube. It's amazing. I have three zones running at my house.
Three zones is not crazy.
You have a Navian brand, though?
Navian brand, okay. Yeah. It was it was a new design when I bought it.
Three zones isn't crazy, though.
It's a nice three-zone system. It runs very smoothly, very quiet.
I like triangle tube for a boiler only. And yeah. My ideal situation would be a triangle tube wall hung, because they're very spacious inside and they're very basic.
Nope.
And an indirect water heater.
Really, you want to have like a storage tank?
So I didn't do it.
I like the storage tank.
And I don't care how long it takes for the water
heater. That would be a cabin with a wood-burning stove. That works the best.
I gotta say, I
go that
keep
way too.
The freestanding tanks. I want to keep the regular water heaters.
Me too.
It's just the, it works the gas with no fired. Electricity, and even if you have a storage tank or an indirect fire water heater, it's like, well, if the power goes
that
out,
is
you're
the
screwed.
Disadvantage is as soon as the power goes out, and you know it always goes out on the coldest day of the year.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because everybody's
and
using
you don't
everything.
Have heat. I don't care about hot water. I care about heat in wintertime.
Oh, I care about hot water. I'll take no heat over hot water.
Yeah.
And heat used to be the same way. Like, it used to be, you know, power piles and stuff on the boiler. So you used to have everything.
You know what? I might take that back because I got stuck. He's got a.
He talks a big game. This dude's a big baby. Whenever the weather changes slightly off
cold
70
or hot,
degrees,
I act the same.
If it's not 70 degrees, it's like the drama.
It's so hot.
The temperature has to be just perfect.
Yeah.
I know how it is.
Well. He's got a cabin upstate, and
I do too.
It just
yeah.
What town?
Upstate New York, Scroon Lake.
I love Scroon Lake,
do
dude.
You?
Scroon Lake's fucking gorgeous.
You know, this is a site. You know Todd that we my friend Todd,
bro. Scroon Lake
that I told you
beautiful.
About. He passed the test.
Yeah,
he just bought up there. Because I raved up about it so much, and
I'm taking the camper up there.
And then I find out when I bought the cabin, my dad used to go up there for camp.
I took my camp
to Loon Lake, which is right there.
Schoon and Loon Lake.
Schoon and Loon Lake.
Where's
dude? I just
place
brought my
at?
Camper up at Schoon
Kingston.
Lake.
Yeah, this is amazing
where
up there.
Kingston.
I know Kingston. Yeah.
Yeah. Sawkill Road.
The first year he put it up, I went up there to ride the quad or whatever, just by myself, and it was. It was winter, okay? And there was no heat. There was no wood-burning stove. And I'm like, screw it. The walls are up. I'm going to camp out here. It was 2 degrees. Yeah. It was 2 degrees outside, and it was 2 degrees inside.
That upstate cold
and
is
the wind, something else. And I, at 3 o'clock in the morning, I was an ice cube. I said, I can't take this anymore. It doesn't matter how many clothes I put on. I could not get warm.
Did we ever tell the hunting story? When we went to your buddy's place, we went to his friend's place in where it was like 3 hours away, somewhere upstate New York.
Deleted. So, no, go ahead.
Somewhere upstate New York, we go for a hunting trip. He goes, "Listen, I'll get you guys a deer. I'm gonna drop you off in a field at 4 a.m. And
damn.
Yeah, we're dropping.
It was earlier than that.
It was yeah.
It was 2:30 in the morning.
We I'll drop out. You off in the field. It's gonna be
in the Adirondacks.
There's nothing
in November.
Yeah. It's just, it's deer.
Not
deer
not that cold.
It's deer for deer.
Cold. Was it rifle or?
Rifle.
Bow and
rifle,
arrow.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So we go out there. I think it's my first time ever going out hunting.
He's wearing that.
All right. No, with a lighter jacket over. and he's wearing a big.
I got coveralls.
Everything.
Insulated coveralls.
You've been.
I've done it before, yeah. Stuff.
All right, cool.
I take the high point. There's a little mound in the middle of this giant field. I take a high point, and I go sit in between trees, and it's freezing. And I take the jacket, and I wrap it around, and I
freezing,
sit.
Dude.
I sit, like, next to a tree, and we're sitting out there, and I'm looking through the binoculars, and I'm going back into, like, my little coveralls. And 2 hours go by. It's freezing. But all the entire time in my head, I'm thinking, I'm not going to quit.
I'm not going to bail.
I'm not going to say... We got to go back because it's too cold. So eventually I hear footsteps walking up. I think he wants to change, you know, spots or whatever. He goes,
I bailed.
We're going back. It's too fucking cold.
I bailed.
I can't do it. And I was so happy. But I'm like, wow, you're a bitch, aren't
you? That's the whole ride. Can't believe you broke us up. We were going to go to deer. But inside he's like so happy that I came back and got him.
Yeah.
Oh, hey. I mean, that's half the fun of being the brave one is being able to say,
exactly.
Well, I wasn't the one who suggested we quit. But
yeah.
So let me ask you guys this. We're going to wrap up soon.
Yes.
You get your license. What's the plan?
I had, honestly, when I
you got to pull that mic, mic closer.
Honestly, when I first started going to school and seriously thinking about the license, I had a lot of different ideas about it. But just after working for a couple different people and even meeting all of the guys in class, including you guys, I'm thinking way more about just getting a truck. You know, and starting out on my own. I have a license.
One man operation.
Yeah, and just and start from there as opposed to, you know, being the guy who goes, I'm gonna start an empire right off the bat. It's like maybe I just do at least 1 year of seeing what it's like to pay for the workman's comp and the
You wait, dude.
Insurance and the bond.
You're
and
gonna all be that angry. Stuff. You're gonna be angry.
I'm sure the first thing I'll do is like, man, I need some idiot to make me some money. But you can't hire an idiot. No. You have to hire somebody who really knows. Even just to tighten a trap, you know, or install a kitchen sink.
You know, I'll let you finish, but I'm gonna jump in on that.
Yeah.
You just need someone with a brain. You don't need some experience, someone who could take direction.
Yeah.
He didn't have any plumbing experience. I took it over and I was by myself for a year and a half until he came on.
Yeah, yeah.
And I learned all hard lessons. I still learned hard lessons, but I just needed an extra set of hands. So just look for someone who has a brain. I don't even care about experience. But anyway, go ahead.
Right on. And ultimately, I think I still maintain that I always wanted to be the guy who said, well, I'll take on a young apprentice, teach him, and then move him up the ranks until I can hire another guy and keep on moving that way. Maybe that's what I'll...
That's the plan?
I would like that.
I think I'm going to work a little bit more.
For somebody?
Part-time.
That's my fair.
Because of security or just because...
I think just to start, just to see... where I'm at and how quickly things develop.
Probably.
But I think it's going to move in the correct direction. I'm just going
to, that's also a wise, also a wise way to do it.
I've worked for enough bosses to know I want to just be on my own at this point.
Yeah.
I need to just do me
and make have my own rules, your own money,
make my own hours, make my own rules.
Yeah.
You'll never be able to go back.
I don't think I can.
Oh, amen to that.
You'll never be able to go back,
but that's the goal. That's what we're working for.
I want to start my empire with Frankie's face on everything. Like Trump Tower.
Oh, yeah.
Frankie's face on Trump Tower. The courts building.
Frankie coin.
What's your plan, Max?
What's my plan?
What's your plan? You get your license. What's your plan?
I plead the fifth.
Why?
Why? Yeah. Because why am I going to tell my plan to my boss?
Ooh.
What do I care what you're going to do? Leave like, for all I care.
I'm out.
Beat it.
You act cold.
What is cold on what's camera. Your ultimate goal, Phil? What do you think?
Four trucks.
And four trucks. You're still going out. You're still out there.
No.
No.
No. I'm going out there now. But once I have four trucks, no, I'm gonna. You run it. Have a supervisor. Apparently, he's leaving, so I'll have to have a supervisor.
I want to be able to.
Here's your supervisor. What the hell?
I mean, I've only been doing it for 5 years, but the end game is to not be using my hands, just be using my head.
Me too.
Yeah.
And have the money.
Yeah.
you know.
Me too.
And you're taking all the risk. To teach people, you know, what I know and grow.
Yeah.
You know,
I agree.
I know at 40 years old, I've been only doing it for 5 years. I feel it in my legs, though. I did work on cars for quite some time. So
yeah, you have a life behind you.
I have a back issue because of that. And then now I have knee issues.
Listen, guys, thanks for coming on.
We really appreciate it. This was fun.
Thanks for having us. These are my favorite episodes where it's not official. There's nothing to have. There's no bullet points I have to hit. It's just guys who are in the same industry BSing. These are my favorite episodes.
Heck yeah.
So Jay and Silent Rob. You're going to see them out. You guys aren't in Bergen County, really.
No, right? We're in Union County, mostly.
Union County. Yeah. You'll see them out there. And honestly, we're going to grow together.
Elizabeth? Union County is Elizabeth, right?
We do like Elizabeth. We do a lot of Westfield, Cranford.
Do you do a lot of Elizabeth?
Chatham, we're big.
I love Chatham.
Yeah.
Chatham's a great town to work in.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of money. Yeah.
For sure.
Mendham.
I can't wait to leave my house and work within a 15 square mile radius.
Oh, we don't leave a four.
I just want to work in Wayne, really. I want to be.
We don't leave a 4 mile radius. I want
to be the Harry Bar. Or the next Harry Bar.
The next Harry.
I want to be the next Harry Bar. Yeah, I love that guy.
All right, guys, listen, appreciate you coming on. I'm not going to have you plug a company until you open it. When you guys open your own company, you're welcome to come on. Appreciate and then we'll plug that. We'll just make commercials all day.
Cheers, brother.
All right, guys. Thanks for sticking with us on this fun episode. Max, thanks for hosting, co-hosting like always.
No problem.
I appreciate your presence. I'm going to make up for all the 10 years. Nice.
Why being nice?
I don't know. Guys, listen, thanks for watching. We want to remind you guys that we are sponsored by the New Jersey State League of Master Plumbers. If you're a plumber or any type of contractor, join your local association. Get involved. Our association, Pascack Valley, donates to charity, donates to scholarship, lobbies the government, and puts a voice out there for small business. We are also sponsored by Jigsaw PMR, jigsawpmr.com, your solution to property maintenance and restoration. They deal with fire, mold, sewer, water, soup to nuts, high-tech equipment. Otto is one of the most responsive contractors we have. Check them out online, jigsawpmr.com. If you're also interested in being on the show, we're always looking for people to come on. If you own a small business or an entrepreneur, any type of interesting industry, we'd love to have you on. It's a lot of fun. It's basically one long commercial. You're going to go to quartzplumbing.com. You're going to click the podcast link in the upper right corner. Scroll down, fill out the Be a Guest application. We get you on. It's a lot of fun. We always want to remind you to like, share, subscribe. Please share. Please subscribe. Please like. Please comment. We can use all we got. Plum Bums has merch coming out soon, so stay tuned for that. We have stickers. Some really cool. We do have stickers now. So if you want a sticker pack, I don't know, email me or something. We'll get you some stickers. But we're gonna have some cool merch coming out. So stay tuned for that. And as always, we will see you here next time.